Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, a lot going on in the city when it comes to the mandatory vaccinations that we heard from the mayor. And also, we're hearing that a number of police officers are actually being told to relinquish, give up their badges today. We've got some statistics when it comes to city departments about the number of employees per department who have so far signed up in the portal saying that they are or are not vaccinated. And of the departments, the lowest turnout is in the Chicago Police Department, 64%. Next lowest is the Chicago Fire Department at 72%. Now, we know that 6,894 police officers have said that they are vaccinated. About 1,300 have said that they are not, but again, waiting for 46% of them. To help us understand exactly what's happening to that 46% today, we're joined by 15th Ward Alderman Ray Lopez. Alderman, welcome back to the show.
Steve, thanks for having me.
All right, what is going on today?
You know, this is a very bizarre day in Chicago's history. You know, the mayor issued her vaccination mandate, had the deadline of Friday that you had to report or get vaccinated and use the portal last week. And today, anyone in the police department anyway that has not completed the portal questionnaire is being summoned down to police headquarters on 35th and Michigan, ordered to do the portal. And if they refuse, it is my understanding that they're being written up and asked for their shield and weapon.
You tweeted out a very form of that, right, where someone was asked for their form or for their shield because they hadn't signed up?
Yes, on Twitter, your listeners can go and see the actual paperwork that officers are being handed as their star and their gun is being taken from them and they're being sent home, all at a time when we already have enough issues maintaining safety in our neighborhood, safety in our city, and to allow this battle of egos to get in the way with protecting our residents is just unconscionable at this point.
All right, Alderman, I'm in journalism because I don't do math, but we got 6,800, nearly 6,900 who've said that they are vaccinated, another 1,333 who've said that they are not. So let's say that is, let's say that's 8,000 officers. That leaves more than 4,000 officers who have not, maybe 4,500 who have not filled it out. Are you telling me that 4,500 officers are being told to relinquish their badge? That seems not possible.
Well, that definitely seems to be the goal of the administration today, to start working through some of these disciplinary aspects of holding people accountable for failing to do the portal. I don't think that the mayor can send home 3,000 or 4,000 people at one sitting. I think today's all about show. Today's about trying to instill fear in the officers that if they don't do it, if they don't comply, then they're going to be summoned down to headquarters. But what I think we're going to see in the coming weeks, that is, she digs in her heels, they're just going to start issuing these directives straight from the district. And one of my districts only had 55% coverage this weekend. We had beats that had no cop cars in them throughout the entire weekend. And we saw gangbangers and others taking full advantage of that. And if you are to send home even 10% of those individuals, that's the equivalent of an entire district having nobody on all three shifts.
Talking to Ray Lopez, the 15th Ward Alderman, about the move of the city apparently sending officers home, and not the ones who said that they have refused the vaccination, but those who haven't signed up at the city portal one way or another. Explain that for me, Alderman. Why is it that the city's going after those who haven't reported rather than those who've rejected the policy, rejected the order?
You know, all of this doesn't make sense in any level anymore, Steve, to be perfectly honest, because all of this discussion should have been about getting our employees vaccinated so that they can remain safe when dealing with the public, regardless if they were police, fire, garbage men, you name it. And this conversation really has devolved into more of a battle of egos than anything else. And I think what we're hearing from our police officers is that now, even if they are vaccinated, they are refusing to participate in this portal because they don't appreciate the mayor's bullying tactics to force them into submission. Every other union and labor group has had negotiations for about a month to try and arbitrate this out, come up with a policy that they can collaborate with the exception of the FOP, because the mayor just chooses to beat up on them and demonize them. Even though,
In fairness, Alderman, the union leadership certainly demonizes the mayor as well. I mean, it doesn't seem to me like
love lost between either one of them.
I mean, right? We can lay this on the mayor's doorstep if you want, but it seems to me like the union hasn't sort of facilitated an agreement either.
Well, I think that both of them need to be in a room to come to some sort of agreement. We've had a number of our labor groups, all under the Chicago Federation of Labor, working with the mayor's office to try to come up with some resolution. And last week, they rejected that effort because they realized that disciplinary actions were being put back on the table, which they originally thought were being excluded. Those same disciplinary actions that we're seeing used upon our police officers today will also be used against the fire department, Streets and Sand, CDOT, all of our other unionized laborers are going to see the same kind of effort. So they thought they were in a very different position last week. Now that we're seeing that the mayor intends to fully discipline everyone for defying her, I wonder how long it will be before the rest of the labor unions stand up and say, you know, we have to stop this. We need to negotiate, because they all assumed that they were negotiating in good faith until they found out the other side of the table was not.
Okay, but Alderman, I've been out of town, so I've been following this from a distance. It's been in court. It's been adjudicated, not maybe the direct question, but I think the legal opinion is that the mayor has the right to do this. Am I correct or incorrect?
I believe that the mayor has the right to set what policies and health provisions are required for employment. I think the issue that we're dealing with is whether or not those are issues that should have been negotiated during contract talks or things of that nature. And if they are contractual, then we have a full legal team that is able and capable of working that out with our union partners, just as we did as part of the larger COPE process, which deals with all of our organized labor contracts and negotiations.
So if the mayor has the power to do it, then I understand why she's enforcing the fact that people haven't done it. I mean, this seems pretty clear. But what you're saying is that she can have the power to do it, but it might still fall under contractual negotiations with the unions.
Correct. I think that is the crux of what we're dealing with. It's not just a unilateral decision. She could say this is a new policy, but the unions and our labor lawyers have to come up with how do we address that contractually. Now, what has not helped us is the fact that while her legal teams are working to get through some of the contractual issues, she and her administrative leaders have been sending out emails and tweets and comments that are ratcheting up the fiery rhetoric and working against the labor negotiations. And we've seen that fail with the FOP, where now they're both getting into a tit for tat over who could be more spiteful to the other. And I think you're going to see that spill over into CFD and some of our other labor groups as well, if she does not allow the labor teams to do what they need to do to work it out themselves in a professional manner.
Alderman Ray Lopez, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for your clarity here.
Steve, we wanted to get it nice and exciting for your return back to Chicago.
You certainly did that. Thank you very much, Alderman.
Take care.
All right, we're going to head into the newsroom, and then I want to take your calls. What do you think about this? If the mayor has the power to do it, I mean, should they be sending police officers home today? That's what's happening. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. What do you think of the officers who are just refusing to fill out the form? We'll take your phone calls after a check with the WGN newsroom, and that's coming up here on 720. WGN.